Blog Talk Radio.
You never pinned that rap on me! Do you hear me, cop?
Yeah, I hear you. I got you in a 412, too.
A 412? What's a 412?
Overacting. Let's go.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
So nice and gentle with a love that song. I'll make life for you one grand sweet song. Oh, give me a break, sweet mama, and you can't go wrong. I'm for you, you for me. That's the only way two loving hearts should be. So just be glad when he puts you down. I'll pick you up for myself.
Mad, 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 mad world.
toujours the amour, but toujours. So be a happy fellow, be a clown boy, Punchinello. Get off the shelf and enjoy yourself. It's a mad, mad, mad world.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. Hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise. And may Possum Hour set you on that path. I think everyone should watch Mad World again. Or if you've never seen it, must watch it now. Turn this off and put it on. I don't care. It's actually better than this. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of false equivalencies and deceptive postulations. I think they work for Fox News. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp. Listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Monday nights at 10, it's us, Possum Hour. Don't miss Tuesdays with Wink Blinkley and his guest, Fake Charo. Wednesdays, 45 a.m., Flip Chin Dribble, and his opinions on lead paint. Thursdays, Chunk Bluster and the Sports Report. And then Fridays, back here for Friday Night Possum. It's a week worth of worthwhile time wasting. Well, the phone lines will be open in two shakes. A puppy dog's tail. Oh, don't say puppy dog.
This old world keeps turning, and most folks follow along. Some gotta play their own way, gotta sing a different song. They give life its flavor, and it's style and poetry. And that's what Dr. Pepper has, originality. Dr. Pepper, it's not a cola, it's something much, much more. It's not a root beer, there are root beers by the score. Drink Dr. Pepper, soft drink ever in the whole wide world. Dr. Pepper, Dr. Pepper, Dr. Pepper, Dr. Pepper.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, the new king of Broadway, Tom Hanks.
My
come on
baby up. Does the hanky panky.
Wear a mask, wash your hands, social distance. If you can't do that, I don't have much respect for it. Whether or not we like it, we're all in this together. We're all affected by this. Oh, look, it's pretty easy to do your part. If you drive a car, you got to use your turn signal, not drive too fast, and avoid pedestrians. Those are three things that should be pretty easy to do. And COVID-19, if we social distance, wear a mask, and wash our hands, we'll be able to get along, so let's...
I woke up with a cold. It went right to my head. I think I'll stay in bed. They say, and maybe in a wink, my cold will go away. If you should hear me sneeze,
ka-choo, ka-choo, ka-choo,
I'll say excuse it please.
possum puss. Get that punch out there, or you'll get one from me. Go on.
George B. Bopper.
Oh, well, B. Bopper. Dig that crazy bopper name. Oh, well, B. Bopper. Dig that crazy bopper name. Oh, well, B. Bopper. Bop, bop, bopper. B. Bopper. Oh, well, B. Bopper. Dig that crazy bopper name. Cool, man. Give me some skin. Oh! Cool, man. Give me some skin. Oh, a bee-bop. Oh! Cool, man. Real, 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 real George. Oh! Cool, man. Real, 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 real George. Cool, man.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Awesome hour says, suck it.
Ooh, yeah, baby. I like that. Yeah.
All right. Oh, that's the wrong cue. Okay, man. Well, happy Monday, 412. What's a 412? Overacting. We all know that, don't we?
Do we do? Nicholas Cage said.
How was your weekend, man? How was your weekend?
It was all right, no biggie. Swinging guitars. It was
yeah,
what makes
yeah.
me happy.
Yeah.
How are you, sir?
Yeah, it was all right. I woke up to a phone call Saturday booking another gig, man. So.
Oh, you're on fire.
I'm going to be off the schneid pretty soon, man.
Okay. All right.
Back to working for a living. But that's okay. I'm without the dog around, I'm going nuts, you know. It's like I need stuff to do, you know. So looking forward to getting back to work and all. And I've my new hobby testing my blood pressure. So.
Okay.
And
man, hobby.
Awesome. I think having fun, enjoying yourself, laughing, i.e. possum hour, is good for your heart blood pressure. Because after the show,
okay.
I clocked in at normal blood pressure.
Oh, see that?
And then the next day, I woke up and it was normal. And then later on in the morning, I got an optimal. Oh, man.
Okay.
I got a little chubby when I heard that. He says, optimal. It's like down the scale, man. Like the old timer. But then I had pretty high readings today, so not out of the woods by any means. But it's kind of fun to check your own blood pressure.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Checking your own blood
pressure.
It's
a lot of laughs. A lot of laughs, I'll tell you. Getting old so fun. I recommend
it. Never had problems with blood pressure. I was always right on the money every time it was taken.
See, I used to have, like, really low numbers. I was crazy low. Yeah, something happened there a couple years ago, and that all changed.
Arches.
I've been high as a Georgia pine ever since. So, there you go, man.
How are you?
I need something here, man. Give me something here. This one. Yeah. That'll get us going.
Hey, that always works.
What else is going on here, man? The Pirates won a couple games over the weekend. That was cool. AF.
All right.
They beat the Cubs' brains in a couple of games. It was real nice.
Fuck the Cubs. We can say that before Daddy G gets on.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Daddy G show. Saturday nights at 9. 90 minutes of fun and frivolity. I forgot to plug him last Friday, so. In the grotto. The grotto. And his mama cried. There we go. Well, let's blow something up, and then we'll say howdy to everybody. How's that?
All right. Sounds good to me.
Ding, 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 ding. But I think what we need here is the time machine. Oh, yeah!
Okay. What we got?
We're back in 2015.
Okay.
Should be 2015. Those of you who are keeping score at home. I know, Cake. I'd like that time machine to, like, go back before I got the high blood pressure and, like, quit doing whatever the fuck I was doing. It gave me the high blood pressure. Although, when I got Ted, kind of when I got the high blood pressure, man. Oh, man.
Oh, okay. It's high, yeah.
There might be a connection, man. All righty, man. We're going back in time. I get more exercise. You got that right. I was out today between the raindrops. Cake. And walked twice one day this weekend. In the morning, walked in the afternoon.
That's
all
the way
kind
to
of
do
steps.
It.
Yeah. Kind of good.
If I ever do it, I'd
anyway,
be a big fat cigar. So I don't know how healthy.
Yeah,
it
well,
be.
You're a skinny fuck, man. You got you get a little golf cart driving around.
Or his little rascal.
Yeah. Rascal, man. All right, let's blow up Madonna, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
Ya-da-da-da. 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 Ya-da-da-da.
Homogenized.
All you have to do, stay at home, play your kids, and whip your ass at the same time.
Take them out, baby, let's have some fun. He got your phone.
Dirty.
Alrighty. On with the show. Man, that was some fat sax on that bitch, wasn't it?
Yeah.
All
that's
Steve,
that's,
baby.
That was
that's
good
where
back
we're at.
Then, where they had sax in all the bands. Well, that's what they need now.
Yeah.
Some kind of horns. Yeah.
That's, I always like to have a nice one good good sax number in there, man. It's a sax.
Oh, yeah.
Sax.
God bless the sax solos. God bless them.
Yep. I got my watch list. I didn't watch any of the movies. I got to do Fred Gwynne Theater, man.
You're all Fred. I like it. I'm binge watching a Canadian show again.
Oh, what's that?
It's called Loudermilk.
I think I've heard of that.
Yeah, a guy runs an AA meeting. Yeah. It's supposed to take place in Seattle, but they filmed it in Canada. So I'm not sure if it's actually a Canadian show or not. I think it is.
I was watching a bunch of documentaries about the presidents of the United States and shit. Like, like a long time ago. Old stuff.
Oh, okay.
Where's this guy? Look him up. I don't want to talk behind his back without looking at his wiki page, right?
Okay.
So these guys, you know, these guys that ran for president. I remember when I was a kid, we used to talk about Eugene V. Debs and make fun of him because he ran as a socialist and he was in jail. But, like, I'm finding out, like, I would have voted for this fuck, man. You know. when we were kids, they told us socialism was evil and shit.
Oh, yeah.
This guy, and I know everybody's heard of this cat, Horace Greeley, okay, newspaper editor, famous for popularizing the slogan, Go West, young man.
Oh, okay, all right.
He was in the U.S. House of Representatives at one point, and he ran for president. Who did he run against? Presidential election of 1860. So that would have been after... Well, that was Lincoln, wasn't it? 1860, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's pretty serious, man. So anyways, this guy, Horace Greeley, the only reason why I bring him up is Google him and check out his beard. What the fuck is up with this guy's fucking beard, man? It is so trippy. It's like, it comes out of his neck, right? There's like no hair. He got no hair, completely shaven face, right?
Uh-huh.
And then there's like this long hair coming out from under the collar of his shirt.
Oh.
It's fucking freaky weird,
guy.
Man. The neck beard. Gee. I'd have voted for him, though, for that, for the neck beard. You know, so, I don't know. Lincoln, sure, gonna free the slaves, but neckbeard. Anyway.
And Lincoln needed a mustache. I mean, what's that whole beard without a mustache thing? What's wrong with him? I don't get
it. This isn't even like, who does that? The Amish. Do the beard without the mustache.
Yeah.
But this isn't even a fucking real beard, man. His chin's bald. But he's got a long hair coming out from under the collar. Who does that? I mean, seriously.
I'm checking him out right now. Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
you're right. You're right. It's completely under the jaws. Under the... It looks like he has a weird, funky shirt on. He got a furry turtleneck.
Who does that?
That's pretty weird.
I don't know,
man. Let's try to bring it back. Let's try to bring that fashion back. You and I, Decker. Grow one of those bad boys.
No.
They got a picture of him right next to Bernie.
Bernie needs one of those neck beards.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
He would have been sitting president.
I'm kind of glad he didn't get to be president because he's kicking ass in the fucking Senate, man. Taking no prisoners. I love Bernie Sanders, man. He's my statesman. He's my man, my leader. Apple Cheek says maybe it's chest hair. I don't know, man. That's fucked up.
That is weird,
man.
Fucked
up.
That is a strange thing, man.
What the
Never
fuck is going on
before.
With Horace Greeley's beard, man? That's what I want to know. That's the question of the evening. What the fuck is going on with Horace Greeley's beard? Right. Well, there they are, ladies and gentlemen. The Possum Lounge.
Possum Lounge.
I moved my clock, so I keep looking at the place where the clock isn't. And
yeah.
Looking over to where
you get
the
used to
is.
Seeing it, yeah. I've done that before.
You got Apple Cheeks Alice is on top,
sweet
leading out. Off, playing, let's see, what's she play? Shortstop. She's shortstop.
Sweet out.
Coming, Sweet out. And next up, Dr. Cake, swinging a
Dr.
hot
Cake.
Bat, playing the hot corner, third base. It'll be a show.
Dr. Cake.
Without neckbeard. I mean, Dr. Cake. And there's four prefixes. Round out
four
the Cleveland prefect. Contingent. Or Cleveland contingent. Canadian contingent. What am I talking about?
Okay.
I wouldn't wish Cleveland on my... Well, my best friend did used to live in Cleveland. But I wouldn't wish it on him. His choice. All right. And he never got a neck beard. I don't know. You know. Guy passed away in 16.
Beard.
Never had a neck beard.
He's a neck beard.
Here's a guy. They've coming forward. It wouldn't be a neck beard
Ford.
Without Ford Prefect. Yeah. And speaking of neck beards, there's G.T. Trenton, man, the strongest man on the internet. Yep.
GTO.
Got that right, shot. And he's doing the crusher, man. He's been doing that all weekend.
Doing the hammer lock.
The hammer lock. Boom. Boom, 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 boom. No, he's ripping his fingernails off over there. He's gone rogue.
Was that the version of the crusher you played on the show, or did you play the Cure?
No, that was the one.
It was
that hammer,
okay.
That was, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure.
And, thanks for coming, GT. Uh-oh. He just downed a 3.5-ounce shot of Fireball.
Good God.
He's a cowboy. He slugs that whiskey down. And he also danced with Ope at the beginning because no girls were here yet. Cowboys did that shit all the time, man.
Yeah. Oh, why not? Ain't nothing gay in that.
You know, it'd be like have a hoedown and there'd only be like, you know, three chicks in the territory. So, you know, there's like 20 dudes. So they'd dance with each other. What the fuck, man? Having a good time. Nothing.
There you go.
Nothing weird about it.
Brokeback Mountain.
I never watched that.
Neither have I.
I don't. I mean, like,
I had a
cool...
couple chances, and I want to see it, but I don't know if I could see it. I don't know if I could sit through it.
I mean, it's all cool and shit, but...
Yeah. I don't need to see it.
I think I'll pass. At all. Seriously. don't do that to my Cowboys. Thanks for coming, GT. At least he's no pirate. Yar, matey. Yar. Pirates probably did a lot of that shit, too, man. They were on a boat with no women.
Oh,
so they probably
yeah,
danced
they were drunk.
Together all the time.
Yeah. They thought more than that.
Dancing. Oh, you think they were buggering
no
each other?
Uh-huh. They had no rules. They were drunk on rum.
That's why they like those fancy boys. Like cabin boys.
By a monkey.
A neared. Oh. Apple Cheeks is going. She's doing some research there. It's called a neared. If anybody's interested.
A neared. Oh, okay.
A neared. That's funny.
That one?
Yeah, where's your messiah now? Yeah.
I was trying for by a monkey, but I couldn't find it. So you take what you can get. All right, man. Let's see. And there's our old pal Ope.
Oh. The people's eyes.
Representing the great state of Mo. Hey, Mo.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for coming, sir. First in the launch. A nice little chat. And then finally, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking himself, Professor R. J. Gumby.
With your super host, Gumby Decker.
As the Beaver.
The legend you are about to hear is true. Only the needle should be changed to protect the record.
This is the countryside. My name is St. George. I'm a knight. Saturday, July 10th, 8:05 p.m. I was working out of the castle on the night watch when a call came in from the chief. A dragon had been devouring maidens. Homicide. My job. Slay him. Call me, Chief.
Yeah, it's the dragon again, devouring maidens. The king's daughter may be next.
Mm-hmm. You got a lead?
Nothing much to go on. Sid, you take that .45 automatic into the lab to have him check on it?
Yeah. You were right.
I was right?
Yeah. It was a gun. 8:22 p.m. I talked to one of the maidens who had almost been devoured. Could I talk to you, ma'am?
Who are you?
I'm St. George, ma'am. Homicide, ma'am. I want to ask you a few questions, ma'am. I understand you were almost devoured by the man. Is that right, dragon?
It was terrible. He breathed fire on me. He banged me already.
How can I be sure of that, ma'am?
Believe me, I got it straight from the dragon's mouth.
11:45 p.m. I rode over the King's Highway. I saw a man. Stopped to talk to him. Pardon me, sir. Could I talk to you for just a minute, sir?
Sure, I don't mind.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a knave.
Didn't they pick you up on a 903 last year for stealing tarts?
Yeah. So what, do you want to make a federal case out of it?
No, sir. We heard it was a dragon operating in this neighborhood. We just want to know if you've seen him.
Sure, I've seen him.
Mm-hmm. Could you describe him for me?
What's to describe? You see one dragon, you've seen them all.
Would you try and remember, sir, just for the record? We just want to get the facts, sir.
Well, he was, you know, he had orange polka dots.
Yes, sir.
Purple feet, breathing fire and smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And one big bloodshot eye right in the middle of his forehead, and like that.
Notice anything unusual about him?
No, he's just a run-the-mill dragon, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, you can go now.
Hey, by the way, how are you going to catch him?
I thought you'd never ask. A dragon net. 3:05 p.m. I was riding back into the courtyard to make my report to the lab. Then it happened. It was a dragon.
Hey, I'm the fire-breathing dragon. You must be St. George, right?
Yes, sir.
I see you got one of them new 45 caliber swords.
That's about the size of it.
You slay me.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
What do you mean?
I'm taking in a 502. You figure it out.
What's the charge?
Devouring maidens out of season.
Out of season? You never pinned that rap on me. Do you hear me, cop?
Yeah, I hear you. I got you in a 412, too.
A 412? What's a 412?
Overacting. Let's go.
On September the 5th, the dragon was tried and convicted. His fire was put out, and his maiden devouring license revoked. Maiden devouring out of season is punishable by a term of not less than 50 or more than 300 years.
The classic.
Flash.
Dan Freeberg. June Foray. Dawes Butler. Mighty Talons.
Mighty
I actually had that record.
Oh,
I actually had that record, 78. The flip side was, was it St. George and the Dragonette and Little Red Riding Hood.
Right.
Can't remember how that went. But very funny record, you know, 78s. You look at them funny, they break. That's been broken so long, I'm not even bummed about it anymore, you know? It was like... kid. But a fuck fucking stupid move, man. I should have took care of that one.
Oh. Well,
I loved finding that shit in my parents', you know, stuff. Discovering shit like that. You're like, holy shit, this is so cool.
Hey, forgot you had it.
Friends. Yeah, well, and the friends come over, you're turning them on to it, and they think you're like, cool. Yep. Now. Hey, man, where's your Tiny Tim posters? Oh, no, I'm over Tiny Tim now, man. Conversation that went down in my bedroom.
You got some. You get. Can you go through some strange phases, don't you?
Yeah, I was in my stand. Okay. I was in a stand. I ain't tiny anymore. I'm Stan Freeberg now, man. Grown up. Little did I know. Little did I know. I barely scratched the surface on Tiny Tim's greatness. And by the way, it's Tiny Tim's birthday today.
Yes.
Herbert Buckingham Cory was born this day in 1932. So, around me mother's age. Sorry, Mom, didn't mean to give it away. One of the few celebrities I've actually met and touched. Very soft palm.
Touched
the Tim. Nicest guy you'd ever want to meet. Love me some Tiny. Can I say?
And a possum hour guy. He shares that with Shemp.
And a possum hour god.
Yep.
He's bigger than Shemp. Yeah.
Bigger than Shemp.
I said it.
Now we're going to have to burn his albums. His tits go through the tulip. 45.
He's bigger than
Shemp. You did it.
Where's my thing, man? What did I want? I was kind of... Do something here. Oh, okay, here we go. I feel like a Tiny Tim quickie.
When I'm feeling sad and blue, I tell all my troubles to Geraldine. So I remember that one. Maybe it's just as well.
There you go. So beautiful. So beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Pretty sneaky, sis.
Okay. So, I have unleashed the Kraken for Apple Cheeks Alice. She's freaking out on the neckbeards, man. 62 was the year of the neckbeard.
All right. So it was a thing. I don't know.
The year
this
of the neck.
She's the only one.
Fuck, man. They do have some they did have some weird facial hair shits going on in those days, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Geraldine. You're welcome, Ford. neck beard. Man. That's so fucking
don't let
weird,
the kids
man.
Know about it. Don't bring it back, you know, with their saggy pants or have neck beards.
They still got that metrosexual guy still doing Jeopardy. Barf.
Oh, jeez.
God, man. Quit making jokes. Quit being witty, dude. We're not here to see the witty. We want fucking questions and the answers, man.
There you go.
BS. Yeah. Yes, man. You know what I'm saying? Bobo likes to say the big words, the dirty words. Hell,
yes, he does.
Damn.
Oh, Bobo.
Makes him a big man. Because you're always a bigger man.
He's a big boy.
Makes you a big man. Big man. All right. So should we do tonight's Jeopardy question? Yeah. Then we'll do the 3 minutes. All right. Ding. Where's tonight's question? 412. All right. Cool. Okay. Would add three very unattractive contestants tonight.
Why'd you watch it?
I didn't. Well, I turned it on, man. I was there at 7, and then a fucking metrosexual come on, and I said, nah, I think I'll go with Storage Wars. Fuck this guy. He's just,
you know,
like,
they should
smarmy.
Make it,
and...
They should make it topless. Topless Jeopardy. Yeah, you got the cable to do it.
Yeah. That's intellectually stimulating.
Uh-huh. Oh, definitely. I'll tune in.
All right. Well,
for a
is everybody
bouncy,
ready?
Bouncy. Yep.
Are you ready? Here's the answer. Or the question. No. The question. The answer is, aside from the United States, one of the two countries with two different cities that have hosted the Summer Olympics. Aside from the United States, one of two countries with two different cities that have hosted the Summer Olympics.
Interesting.
And go.
We're watching you, Ope.
Aside from the United States, one of the two countries with two different cities that hosted Summer Olympics. I think everybody has it. I wouldn't have gotten this. No way. I was thinking either of these places. We'll see. Boom. Got anything, Ope? I'll wait for you, Ope.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hello, this is James Dory, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
I'm sorry, man. Do I have a wah wah wah? I do have a wah wah wah. here we go. This one.
All right, that works. There you go.
The answer is Germany and Australia. Who knew?
Oh.
Australia?
Oh.
You are correct, sir.
Interesting. All right.
Yeah. Some weird shit. Germany? I'd no idea about Germany.
Oh, our
had
German
one
fans they know it. They're listening
to
that. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
shit,
yeah,
I brought up
one,
the
yeah.
brought up the war again.
Oh,
sorry. I didn't mean to. But Jesse Owens, man.
Hey,
you know,
interesting,
them
yeah.
Aryan boys.
Oh, yeah.
What was what on the track? He's an Ohio guy.
Too.
Oh, yeah. He was an Ohio-born product. Classic joke that probably no one gets now in the Blazing Saddles movie. Now, my impression of Jesse Owens.
Where you beat me?
He gets busted in the Klan uniform. Now. I haven't seen that one in a while.
I have. I forget one, but I have. That's too long ago. Less than a year ago.
That's got
I think.
So many weird cuts. You know, like
yeah.
There were they added some for TV shows and whatnot, and it's just got a lot of weird version to it. Like the Mongo thing has like three extra scenes that they weren't in the movie on the TV thing.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Huh. While he's trying to capture Mongo. Anyhow, we're burning daylight.
Yep, wake up.
Burning okay. daylight over here.
3 minutes.
Where's my wheel? Where's my fucking wheel?
Give him back his wheel.
Where's my wheel? Oh, there it is.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome.
Alright. I might get the deuce on this one.
Uh-oh.
But But you'll understand. It's understandable. You don't understand. You don't.
I'm intrigued.
Something like pitiful, drunk, and inconsolable. That's my law firm. So yeah, Scream Inch, whenever we get back, copyright Commodore Decker, 1952.
All right.
All rights reserved.
Bum, bum,
man,
neckbeard.
It had something else to say about the characters in this show. Their resemblance to actual persons is purely coincidental, and like that.
Living or dead. Sorry, that
yeah. Know. Living or dead. 3 minutes. You can lose.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Well, I believe that had the desired effect, don't you, Professor?
Oh, yes, 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 yes. So figure it, man. Tiny would have been 89 today. So imagine if he had lived.
He could have still been drawn air, man, theoretically.
Imagine what he would have looked like as an old, old, old man at 89.
Oh, man.
Good God.
That was a hell of a 3 minutes, though. When did he die? 1996.
Yeah.
Darn.
It's definitely a Grenache, a Monday night Grenache, anyway, that one. That's 3 minutes.
Well, the night's not over, you know. Herbert. Well, now they got him, Herbert Boutros Kari. But then they
I didn't recognize that. What did you say, Barrington or something?
Oh, okay. Herbert Boutros Kari is his. Usually, but he's also known as, a.k.a. Herbert Buckingham Kari.
Yeah, Buckingham. Yeah, I don't remember ever hearing that.
Buckingham. Yeah. Weird, man.
Yeah. Strange cat. Nice.
But, you know, he would have looked good with a neck beard. Talk about
it. Yes, he would have. It would have definitely been
candidate for a neck beard.
Uh-huh. Tiny Tim and the Man of the Moon. You got me on that one. Looks like a hairy turtleneck, man. That's what I think it looks like.
It's weird as fuck. Weird shit, man. Tiny was real, though. He was real, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. He was a real thing. That weirdo you saw on the screen, that was him, man. That was not an act. I mean, it was an act, but it wasn't an act.
Mm-hmm.
That was real. All right. And he was one of the greatest music historians ever lived. He knew every song written from the early days, Tin Pan Alley, up to the present day, or whenever. You know, he stopped counting in 1995, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Pretty sure.
All right, I was trying to track down the monkeys in Cincinnati to put everybody to find the rest, but they... I have no closure on this, I'm sorry to say. They did find out that they came from a private collection. In fact, Ford pointed that out Friday. They knew that as a Friday. But they haven't been able to round these monkeys up. So, you're in Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
See a bunch of monkeys.
Look out.
Call 911.
And I'm assuming it's against the law to own monkeys, isn't it? Private.
What's that?
Residents. It's against the law to own monkeys. I'm assuming.
No.
You said private collector.
Funny enough, there is a way to get a license to own a monkey like that.
Okay.
Let's see. What is Ohio's exotic animal law? You can own monkeys, but there are restrictions. The restricted list of animals includes lions, tigers, bears, elephants, all venomous snakes, and certain monkeys. So these might have been the... a lot of animals illegal in Ohio. Hyenas, gray wolves, lions, tigers, jaguars, leopards, pumas, bears, elephants, rhinoceros, hippopotami, Komodo dragons... Alligators, dwarf caimans. That's like an alligator. Geez. Buffalo, Cape Buffaloes. Shit, man. What the fuck do you need to keep these animals? They're not meant to be caged up. Fucking cruel and your assholes for doing it. Knock it the fuck off. And somebody's monkeys
are loose.
You're just
a hipster. You're a hipster.
Your monkeys are
loose. You're owning one of those. Yeah, your monkeys are loose.
Yeah, well, like that fucking weirdo, that Joe Exotic thing, man. What a piece of shit.
Yeah.
God, what a scumbag. I mean, just a scumbag. Ew.
Private zoo.
Alrighty. Wrapping up these hanging threads, I do have this one wrapped up. The Georgia man who got the... 91,515 pennies delivered as his final paycheck.
He finally...
We got closure on that one.
Uh-huh.
He was starting to work himself sick cleaning these things off every night. You know, he'd spend a few hours cleaning the oil off of the pennies. And, you know, he's like, this is pretty fucked up because, you know, I earned this money and now I have to work to cash it in.
To cash it in?
And, fucking great ending to this, man. Because this guy he worked for was a dick, right?
Obviously.
the Coinstar people, which is a jip, I think. The Coinstar, you know, where you take your coins in and they take, I think, 10 cents. Do you? What do they take, 10
cents
on the dollar?
Dollar. 9 cents.
Nine cents
dollar.
On the dollar. Okay. They saw the article and they thought it'd be good publicity, so they went and they picked up the pennies from them. And it was for $950. They gave them $1,000 for the pennies. So it all worked out, man.
Yeah. All right. And they cleaned it off for them? They did all that?
Well, yeah, they took the oily pennies. Left. They just wheeled them out, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hey, extra money, they probably took the, yep, the wheelbarrow. But they finally got paid, man. That's so fucked up that anybody would do that to an employee. That's what's wrong with this country, man.
Yeah.
Shithead.
You go out of your
that.
Way to fuck somebody over.
Yeah, yeah. This guy worked for you, man. He gave his time for your shitty wages. You have to motherfuck him on the way out. Fuck you. We give that guy a shovel to the head. Did we shovel him to the head yet?
Give
another
one.
Give another one.
Yeah. Little douche.
Ow! No, that is douche canoes. No, not good enough. We need to shovel that head, man.
Yeah, sure. Because it's quicker. Gets the job done.
Put him out of his put him out of our misery. Okay. This is pretty fucking cool. Hasn't been done since 1991, so that's what? Damn near 30 years, right?
Yeah, okay.
Pro Bowler converted the 7-10 split, baby. How cool the fuck is that shit? Professional bowler Anthony Neuer, N-E-U-E-R. Google this guy, man. They got a little YouTube quickie of the frame. And he's down in the game. He gets a 7-10 split. They're like, oh, the 7-10 split. Oh, you did it. And he fucking converted it, man. Amazing. Amazing. Bounced the, kicked the one off the wall hard enough that it went across the lane and hit the other.
Nice.
Congratulations. On TV, too. Whoa. Yeah, someone got extra ice cream that night.
I was about to say, man, old Tony got laid that night. Skippy.
Oh, God. Jeez. I know Ford feels the same way about this gal who we need the... the Hollywood music here. All right. Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
Still relevant.
For some reason, we know this now. Maybe she let it slip on the Kelly Clarkson show, which appears every morning on my TV as I flip quickly past. Mebs!
She has her own show.
She's had a talk show for a year or two or three.
No shit. How'd she get a talk show?
She comes out, she tries to do like a Mike Douglas thing, you know, she comes out and sings and chats with somebody and she's just yuck. I don't know.
I can imagine.
They're just too young and
he's dropping this week. Oh, dear,
yeah.
Crap. Well, she admitted that she had to take a shit so bad on stage one time. As soon as she got off stage, she shit in a garbage can. I grabbed this poor trash can, and boy, I destroyed it, she said.
That's going to get her image. Talking like that.
I got some kind of wrecked up from some kind of food, and I literally, we were in an arena, and I shouldn't tell this story, but like I said, my man, I don't have a filter. I had to run backstage to my quick change. I grabbed this poor trash can, and boy, I destroyed it. You know, Nobody wants that visual image, man. Nobody wants that mental image. I swear to God.
Oh.
Should have ended on that. That's a poop story.
Oh, that's a poop one. That's a celebrity poop
that's
one.
That's a celebrity poop story.
There you go.
But we can't end now because there's stuff to come here. What is it?
McDonald's French fries.
No, man, no, it's the Guinness Book of World Records, man.
Oh, back to the Guinness
Book of World Records.
Back to the Guinness.
All right, we only have two tonight, but they're huge.
Yeah. Okay.
A Japanese astronaut was awarded a Guinness World Record when he took two spacewalks 15 years and 214 days apart.
Okay.
Soichi Noguchi.
Same one, huh?
An
same,
astronaut.
Same walk? Interesting.
Well, probably from the space station up there, you know.
Yeah.
An astronaut with the Japanese Aerospace Exploration Agency went for a spacewalk as part of the ISS expedition, 64, a record-breaking amount of time after his 2005 spacewalk. I don't know what the circumstances of the spacewalks are, but
yeah,
that's got
to
be a tough one
to
break,
out.
Man. You know, 15-year gap.
Yeah.
You know, it's a long time to...
Right.
I'd still rather pick up a 710 split, though, to be honest.
Yeah, same here. Fuck that space shit.
I mean, you're like, yeah, I walked in space. Like, yeah, that's cool. But, like, you picked up a 710 split? That's
oh!
Something. All right.
Think that.
Oh, Dr. Kate, I wouldn't watch Kelly Clarkson if it was the last show on Earth. Thank you. Thank you. Yucky,
I'm still
man.
Blown away it exists.
Yeah, it's been a couple years, man. And she's just like not a good interviewer. I don't know. I guess she's a good interviewer if you're 20 years old and you think she's wonderful or something. Huh. But 60-year-old man goes, turn that shit off! All right. Idaho man.
Yeah.
Here we
nice.
Go. Idaho man. He came back, man. He didn't disappoint us.
Right.
This is amazing. Now this is a fucking record now.
Okay.
He had to grow out his fingernails to recapture a Guinness World Record. What was it for? Stacking wet bars of soap. Huh? David Rush has broken more than 150 Guinness records to promote STEM education, which would be science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. He said he had to grow out his fingernails so he could secure enough grip to take on the record for most bars of wet soap stacked in 1 minute. He set the record at 30 bars of soap in 1 minute, but that mark was taken later by someone who stacked at 32. Oh, he previously set the record at 30. So he broke that record with 34 bars of soap stacked in 1 minute.
How big is this fucking book that they're throwing in all this
crap? Get him! Leave that man a seeker!
Don't stop me!
Now, back to our show.
Hey,
Mr. Howard Cosell. We think you're swell. We love the way you tell it, cause you tell it so well. You've got a style that's unique. Whenever you speak, we love the way you tell it, Mr. C. We love the patter of your chatter and your witty repartee. We don't roam, we stay at home when you're on TV. Oh, Mr. Howard Cosell, we think you're swell. We love the way you tell it, Mr. C. Now if the home team should lose, we don't get the blues. We feel a whole lot better after hearing your views. You help to soften the blow like no one we know. We love the way you tell it, Mr. C. There's so much glamour to your grammar and the way that you expound. Verbally, you beat Ali the very first round. Oh, Mr. Howard Cosell, we think you're swell. We love the way you tell it, Mr. C.
Cosell. Can't get more hip than that.
All the kids.
You like the Kelly Clarkson
yourself.
Show? You'll love this show. Huh?
We're hip.
We're
hip. We're happy. We're
with
we're
it
today.
We're together. That's we're what's right. happening? I gotta see that again, man. I'm jonesing for my Sunshine Boys. I got to see them. I'm with it. Call the Spanish Kid. God, there's so many lines in that. Okay, wait. So, Horace Greeley's beard, that was neck beard, that was a biggie. Right. And this is just a weird thing I noticed on the. I got the big screen 43-inch TV there hanging out the wall, right?
Yeah.
So it's like kind of angled forward, just like 5 degrees, right?
Yeah.
It never gets dusty.
There you go.
You know how TVs, now you have a flat
big
screen.
Time.
Of course, everybody has a flat screen. That's all they sell. Does yours get real dusty?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No shit. Maybe it's that angle.
It must be.
You know?
Mine gets dusty.
It's just angled and... It's just angled enough that the dust falls, and it doesn't seem to have the same magnetism as the old tubes did. The tubes seem to just, like, attract dust.
Yep.
TVs.
Well, mine has cigar film on it as well. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So that might help it.
Yeah. That might have the dust stick to it. Man, I'm glad I gave up smoking cigarettes. Boy, they just...
Yep.
Filthy, dirty. Make the house crazy. So, yeah, Bogey, I said Bogey came over the day we put Ted down. I must say it was so sad indeed.
Uh-huh.
But he came over that afternoon, and we toasted the old boy and everything. And
all right, good.
We cracked open. Well, we had a hit. We had one Macallan. Beep. That's the top shelf. That's a damn near $300 bottle of booze.
That's a bracer.
Woo! It's very dear. Bad boy's halfway down there, man. I never drink unless he's here, you know.
Okay.
That's a tradition. So we had one hit of the Macallan, whatever that is. 18. Macallan 18. It's like over $300 now. It went up because of the Uncle Bobo fucking around with the taxes and the tariffs and shit. But did I tell you guys about my Infinity bottle?
No, I don't think you have.
Okay, that was something I picked up on one of those uppity Scotch pages that I think I've quit most of those on Facebook because they're all like fuck faces. They're uppity. Yeah, fuck you. Just because you can afford better scotch than me, you know, kiss my ass, you know? I got
the
Macallan 18 up there. Fuck you. But anyway, this Infinity bottle, you get a decanter, and then, like, when you come down to, the last little bit of the scotch in the bottle, right?
Yeah.
Throw it in the Infinity bottle. So I had this Infinity bottle going for, like, geez, 2-3 years.
Oh, okay.
It's got about a dozen different scotches in it, all mixed together.
Oh, sweet.
But it was
that's
like,
a good idea.
So it was okay. It wasn't bad. Got us, you know, got us lit. But, Damn, man. There's this one I put in there. We were drinking this real peaty stuff a few years back. And there's quite a bit of Lafroy in there, and that stuff is just, man, it overpowers the whole bottle. It tastes like Lafroy Light, so it kind of fucked up. I think next time you do the more specific, you know, just a Speyside Infinity, and then leave your peaty stuff over. I don't even do the peaty stuff anymore. It's too much, man.
Too hardcore.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it crushes you, man. Like, hammer time.
You're the crusher.
All righty. Crusher. So what do we do on Mondays?
Mondays, I
polka.
Believe
no, we don't polka. We don't polka. We yodel. Tonight's
yodel.
A quick yodel. Is that the yodel?
I like my yodel with some meat on it.
Oh. Well, this is a tiny yodel, but it's what it lacks in length. It's like it's not about the length; it's the girth. That's what the ladies always tell me. and you know,
good.
That happens. It also happens to everybody once in a while. So don't you know feel bad about that.
You're not alone.
You're not alone. There he goes, man. GT's heading for the door, man. Oh, well. There you have it, man.
Oh, wow. time.
Well, an open-minded father wanted to grant a birthday wish, thinking he'd get a red bicycle or an aquarium full of fish. But you could see my sister grinning, knowing she'd get her way. And you could see my daddy freeze when learning to yodel is what she said. Now she was the worst yodeler we'd had in 25 years, but we all figured the best yodeler would be someone to fear. And around the house she practiced, and around her heads and when we couldn't shut her up, we couldn't take away her instrument. We liked it. Drove my mom insane and my dad to the grave, and the postman ran away. Well, she got married to a deaf man, and moving out, that was just fine. But the divorce came rather quickly after she learned the yodeling sign. And when she finally died, she was singing her song, and the boys in the band bought her a gravestone 10 feet long. You know what it said? Drove my mom insane, and my dad to the grave, and the milkman ran away. Like a kid with a kazoo, it's a lot funner to do when you're the one getting yodeling who. Drove my mom insane and my dad to the grave, and the knife ran away with the spoon.
Yahoo!
For real, man, you know? For real. Yeah, that way actually was Dave Seville and the Chipmunks after he developed a meth habit. Well, his teeth fell out.
Just a yodel.
Oh, boy. So, yeah. A good life. I saw a guy... You know how there's cracks in the sidewalk?
Yeah.
And, you know, don't step on a crack, break your mother's back like that. I avoid the cracks. You know?
Something is stuck
mom's
with
been,
you.
Mom's been gone for 15 years, but I just want to make sure, you know? I don't want to...
Yeah, you don't know what, you don't know what habit's all about. You know?
You know, I mean, sometimes you step on real cracks, but... I think what it means is the crack, you know, the cracks of the sidewalk, the separations in the sidewalk chunks.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
That's what counts. That's what you don't step on. In at least
I think that
my...
was the purpose of the song. That, yeah.
Yeah. Now.
Or just whatever.
You know, obviously we all know why are there those things in the sidewalk, because they expand and contract, right?
Yep.
Concrete. In the weather. So you want a little space between them. Well, I'm watching these guys. I'm out on my walk the other day. I'm out walking all the time. I love it. Spring. Love you, baby.
There you go. There you go.
I'm out walking around. These guys are building a sidewalk. Couple, you know, on the next block or whatever. So I'm just checking out. The guy's getting out a big saw. Like a, you know, big round... motherfucking saw, man. And he's cutting the cracks in the sidewalk. They had this like long piece of concrete, and then they had lines drawn on it that he was gonna hack up with this big motherfucking saw. I didn't know they did
that. I never heard of that either.
Yeah.
But they do it with like a yardstick.
Yeah, I figured there was something in between, and then they removed it or something like that. But no, I guess a lot of times they just cut them in with
interesting.
A big rock
cut. Circular.
I thought it was kind of neato.
There.
Yeah, like a table saw looks, but it was, you know, he's holding it in his hand, big round blade.
Yeah, circular saw.
Cutting these. Yeah, circular saw, exactly. So, yeah, it's kind of weird.
Never heard of that.
I didn't know that. Yeah, yeah. I didn't know they did that.
See that? You're ready for Jeopardy now, baby.
Who knew that, you know?
Yeah, who knew that?
Yeah, no, that's not it.
Who does that?
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, the guy that works for the... And that's a good sign, man, when they're putting in new sidewalks in your neighborhood.
Was it a private resident, or they were actually doing on the streets?
No, they're doing, like, all the corners, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's cool. Well, no, they're redoing, like... Well, not all the sidewalks, some of the sidewalks... They're doing the corners where they put in the things for the ramps for the, you know, blind and shit.
Yeah.
Handicap. And then a little chunk beyond that. There's like a piece of concrete, the gutter. And they're redoing all those. Mine were redone before I moved in. They're relatively new.
Okay. How about your new neighbor? When she had that, what was that, sinkhole or something going on? How's she doing over there?
Yeah. Oh, she got, like, a brand new chunk of driveway out of that.
It's all done and everything, all fixed? Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We fixed that right up. Boom, boom.
Water.
Miller Genuine Draft. Bye, Apple Cheeks. Thanks for coming. Thanks for coming in forward. Thanks for coming, Dr. Cake. Thanks for coming, GP.
GTO.
Got no guts for the yodel. Thanks for coming,
Oak. People's eyes.
A good friend. It's awesome that you were here. Hopefully, I'm going to test my blood pressure after this to see, like, you know.
I challenge us all to grow neck beards by Friday's caution. Put it up in the photo shots. Profile pick.
Miller Genuine Draft. But I mean, I think Possumar is the only thing keeping me alive. Think about it.
Saved my ass several times.
Fucking,
I was taking care of two little pressure. Old ladies. That Possumar really kept me sane.
It's been a long, strange trip, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
I'll tell you what.
Indeed.
Right, man.
Thank you, Tiny Tim.
Where's my damn transporter? Thank you, Ford, man. That was very. He's like the thoughtfulest guy. What, you know what?
And you know,
I think possums are naturally thoughtful units. Because. I can say the same thing about Ope, very thoughtful dude. All right, man. Hopefully my transporter isn't broken. All right, man. And the ladies are no slouches either. Say goodnight, everybody.
No. Good night, everybody.
Energize! I think.
Give it a kick.
Energize?
Thomas. Give it a kick.
Wow. Hey! Jeez.
I saw you last night and got that old feeling when you came inside. I got that old feeling the moment you came by. I felt a thrill, and when you caught my eye, my heart stood still. Once again I seemed to have an old yearning, and I knew the spark of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me. It's foolish to start, for that old feeling is still in my heart.
I saw you last night
and got that old feeling
when you came inside.
I got that old feeling the moment you came by. I felt a thrill, and when you caught my eye, my heart stood still. Once again I seemed to have that old yearning, and I knew the spark of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me, it's foolish to start, for that old feeling is still in my heart.
My browser is dead. It is dead.
And now, folks, it's time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Mm-mm.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
No thanks.
Don't mind me. I'ma just grab my stuff and leave. Excuse me, please. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Nope.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Alright then.
I don't know what the fuck just happened, but I don't really care. I'ma get the fuck up out of
fuck
here.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Do it again, I like it.
I think we're done.